This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin with you a study of one of the greatest forces against Christianity in the world today. And by that I mean atheism. Atheism is the greatest foe of Christianity in the world today. I want to begin a series then on atheism, our greatest foe, and how to deal with it. Let's think first of all of the problem and its importance. And I want to read to you from Romans, the 1st chapter, beginning with verse 18 and reading through verse 20. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hinder the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God manifested it unto them. For the invisible things of him since the creation of the world are clearly seen, being perceived of the things that are made, even his everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse. Because that, knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves, for that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile passions, for their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working unseemliness, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was due. And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting. Now this rather extended reading from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 28, emphasizes the fact of the enormous consequences of a society rejecting God. Even one individual to reject God has enormous consequences. But when you find the basic majority of a society rejecting God, as the writer Proverbs declared, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I should like to plead with the people of our nation to recognize what is happening to us morally and spiritually. The basic reason for it is a rejection of God. The Apostle Paul has here made clear that the everlasting power and divinity of God are clearly seen, perceived through the things that are made. He further explained that as a consequence of rejecting that evidence, even though the rejectors professed themselves to be wise, they actually became fools and began to worship that which had been created rather than worshiping the Creator. In greater detail, Paul then explained the consequences of rejecting God. In the remaining verses of the first chapter of Romans, 3 times Paul says that God gave them up. First, he gave them up unto uncleanness, in verse 24. Second, he gave them up unto vile passions, verse 26. And third, he gave them up unto a reprobate mind, verse 28. A careful study of Romans chapter 1, verses 18 on through the end of the chapter will enlighten every person who carefully and honestly and prayerfully studies that material as to the terrible consequences of rejecting God. As we survey the situation in our own world, in our own nation, in our own community, with the enormous amount of crime, with the enormous amount of perversion, with the enormous amount of sexual degeneration, we can see the same results, moral and spiritual degeneration, from the same action, that is, the rejection of God. Presently, many Christians are very naive about the danger to the cause of Christ of skepticism both in our own nation and around the world. But every Christian should be easily alerted to this great danger by coming to realize just how widespread skepticism is today. For example, atheism is a fundamental element of communism, which is now the dominant power in nations which comprise approximately one half of the world's population, and apparently it's growing day by day. I want you to be thinking about these things and studying your own Bible in the light of them as we continue these studies for the next several days. Until tomorrow, we bid you Godspeed with every prayer for your blessing from the mighty hand of God Almighty.